May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven. What does this mean? You may read along on the insert the meaning given there. With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence, we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. Martin Luther, when he wrote this meaning for the Small Catechism, indeed emphasized the fact that Jesus taught us to call God our Father. Those words right before Jesus taught the Lord's Prayer, his prayer, in Matthew chapter 6 are recorded there. I read them for the gospel reading, but three verses are there again. Jesus said, "And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven." When Jesus speaks and uses the term Gentiles, this is an idol worshiper, somebody who does not know the true God. And so Jesus is referring to the thought, the idea is, if I make enough pleas before my idol, before the god Zeus, before the god, whatever it might be, if I make enough pleas, if I put on enough show, then maybe that God will help me. And Jesus said, don't pray like that. For your Father knows what you need. Rather pray, Our Father. And the first point there, we do not need to brag in front of other people, nor in front of God. If you think about it, if a person, and we ourselves sometimes want to be accepted or want to be estimated higher or get more respect or more popularity, whatever it might be, we tend to brag. We tend to talk a lot. We tend to make ourselves look good in front of others. And if you think about it, if we take this approach to whatever our God would be, we would say, okay, look favorably upon me because look how good I am. Look everything that I'm doing. Don't I deserve you to help me? It's like bragging before one's God. Jesus says, you don't need to talk so much like that. Don't even talk like that. We are who we are. We are sinful humans. It is silly to think that we can make a show that God won't look at our sins or doesn't know about our sins. Maybe we can hide our sins from others, but usually others can read right through us, can't they? Oh, that guy, that gal, they're just boasting. I can just tell it. They're not that great. We can see it in one another. So certainly God can see it in us. We don't have to be like the Gentiles, the unbelievers who have to make themselves out to be so great, but rather we are who we are. We are sinful humans. And God is who God is. And that is actually what his name in the Old Testament is, Yahweh. It means I am that I am. I am who I am. You can't make God to be higher than he is. He's higher than above all things. You can't make God to be somewhere where he's not. He's in all places. He is who he is, and we are who we are. And Jesus is telling us, pray, knowing that all this is known by your Heavenly Father. He knows it all, but He is your Father. There was a reading I just had from Joel, and also in Ezekiel 33 and many other places. What the Father wants is for people to come back to Him, is to repent, is to see who they are and who He is, and live with Him. I read that passage from Ezekiel 33 as printed in the insert. "And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus have you said, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we rot away because of them. How then can we live?" The people of Israel knew they were sinners, knew they had rebelled, and they didn't know what to do. And then the Lord says to Ezekiel, as recorded in verse 11, "Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel?" Do you see that? That is the Father calling out to the lost people, His lost family. Turn back. Yes, you are going to rot in your sins, but why should you stay like that? That's not what God wants. God does not desire the death of the evil, but that they would turn back. And in that last part of verse 11, there is this sad and it's an irony, but it's more than that. It's a pleading. It's a pleading. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? If you continue on that way without the Lord, you will die, but you don't have to die. He wants you to live. You don't have to stay like that. He wants you back. When Jesus taught this prayer for us to pray, He revealed that God is our merciful and forgiving Father. Now think on this. Jesus knew very well what His disciples were like. He knew they were sinners. He knew that they doubted and were given to temptations. He knew their character. They were following Him, but He knew their character. And yet, Jesus teaches His disciples to pray, "Our Father in heaven. You sinners who are following me, I want you to pray like this, Our Father." What does that mean? Our Father knows you are a sinner, but He wants you. He is merciful and forgiving, and so you can pray to Him, "Our Father in heaven." So really, already within those opening words of this holy prayer is the teaching and the comfort that we can talk to God. He is listening. He wants to forgive. He wants us in His family. So much so that our Father sent His Son. This is who taught us to pray like this, the Son of God. That is not a small thing. That is huge, significant. This is the prayer the Son of God taught us to pray. And so it's a good thing for us as we go through Lent to think on each part of this prayer. How does that affect my life? What does this mean about my relationship with God, or my family's relationship with God, or my community? Whatever is going through your mind and life, this prayer touches upon us. This is what the Son of God taught us to pray. And think of it. Our Father sent His Son which means our brother, Jesus, to die and rise for us. That is family. It is a family prayer. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to teach us how to talk to you, to teach us how to pray to you, to bring our problems to you, our joys to you, whatever is in our heart, especially in the words of this special prayer. We ask you that you continue to strengthen our faith and understanding and our comfort to know that we call you Father, and that is what you want. And we ask you to continue to move us to pray all the more to be solid in your family. In the holy name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand. We bring petitions before our Father in heaven.